good to see each and every one of you here. I know we have a few of our regular folks who are traveling, and we're excited to have a few travelers here with us today. So thank you for coming. We're going to begin the message today with a riddle. Let's see if you can answer this question. What is a word? A word that little children love to use but hate to hear.
No.
Oh, it's not a hard riddle, is it? I heard it already. It's a small word, but a powerful one. That word is no. Little kids love to say that word. In fact, those of you who have babies out there, you're going to work really hard to teach them mama and dada. And the third word they're going to learn is no. And we shouldn't pick on little ones, though, because if we're honest, most of us do not like to be told no, do we? Not really fond of that. My most thankful times in my life did not happen immediately upon hearing the word no from someone. But how about you? You're applying for that new job or that promotion. It's not fun to hear no. You ask someone to go out on a date with you, and they say no. And no matter how gently they may say it, or how politely the no may be given, hearing no can be crushing. Is there anyone here who doesn't just dislike hearing no, but is there anyone here today, let's be honest, who doesn't like to say the word no to people? Do you have a hard time saying no? Raise your hands. Let's see a few. There's a few of us. Hey, has this ever happened to you where the phone rings, you answer it, and then you're stuck on the phone because it's a telemarketer and you just don't have the heart to tell them no? And even when you do, they keep going. So you're stuck, bored on the phone. Can't say no. As a parent, it's very difficult saying no, isn't it? You have to learn to say no as a parent. It doesn't just come naturally. And even after you've learned how to do it, it's still tough. These days, my boy Ethan will come up to us at bedtime, and he will come with sweet, hopeful eyes to us, and he will say, "Please, can I stay up a little more?" And when I say no, that hope vanishes from his face, replaced with utter dejection that his dreams and hopes have been crushed, which of course makes me feel terrible too. Jeanette and I had to learn to say no as parents. We didn't come easy with it. I'm going to continue to pick on Ethan here a little bit. When he was a baby, it's not something that just happened recently. When he was a baby, he still did not want to go to sleep. Even then, the first few months of his life were so hard. We would rock him, we would sing to him, then we would lay him down in his bed, and then we would, you remember this, Jeanette? We would tiptoe out of the room, trying not to make any of the boards below us creak. And we would go outside, and somehow the child would just sense that he was alone in the room, and wailing would begin. So we'd go back into the room and start over and rock and sing. And the thing just continued every night for months. Till finally we heard that when you've got a situation like this, you just need to, any of you parents remember this, you just got to let them cry it out. Yeah. Which means you let them cry themselves to sleep. Which means as a parent, you have to listen as your baby is crying, desperately wanting you, and you have to stay out of the room and in your heart and mind say, "No. I'm not going back in." So we tried that. We laid him down, kissed him goodnight, and left the room. And very shortly, wailing, weeping, and gnashing of teeth, if he'd had them, commenced. And we tried to stay strong. 5 minutes passed. The screaming continued. 10 minutes elapsed, and then a crack in our resolve started to come out. And Jeanette said, maybe I should just go in and check on him. "No, we have to stay strong," I said. "We can do this." So then we went downstairs. The crying continued. 15 minutes went by. 20 minutes of screaming. Now I started to lose it. And I said, no, maybe. And she said, no, Jeanette encouraged me. We have to hang in. And then after 25 minutes, I couldn't take it anymore. I wanted to run up the stairs. Daddy's coming. I'm sorry. It's all your mother's fault. She's the heartless one, but Daddy loves you. She wouldn't let me. It's hard to hear no. It's hard to say no. Eventually, I think we both gave up when we both went in. Thankfully, he doesn't do that anymore. He will go to sleep. But it's hard to say no. As I thought about what I'm most thankful for in this Thanksgiving season, I've realized that I believe I'm most thankful that our God says no. Has God ever said no to you? How did you feel? How did you respond? Were you just happy and praising God when you heard the answer no to your prayer? Or was your faith shaken upon hearing that no? Were you angry? Or did you do this to yourself? Did you think that maybe that no came because it was your fault? Did we think, oh, if I'd only had more faith, then God wouldn't have said no to me? Or if I was only a better Christian, then God would have said yes. Does God say no to us sometimes in spite of our faith? Well, if you've struggled with thoughts like those about you and God, I want you to look at me, look with me with a very famous time in history, a very famous time where God said no. And it had nothing to do with the prayer's lack of faith, for he had no lack in faith. And I believe this morning as we look at this, you'll begin to see why I'm thankful, why I'm so grateful that our God says no. If you'd open up your Bibles with me to our scripture text for today, we're going to spend some time in a garden here at Piedmont Park today. If you turn with me to Matthew chapter 26, we're going to see God's no in the garden. Matthew 26, and we're going to start in verse 36. So go ahead and open those Bibles up or click them on if you've got an electronic one. And if you don't have one nearby you, scooch over next to someone who does. Make a friend. And let's look in God's Word this morning. Matthew chapter 26, starting in verse 36. Says, then Jesus came with them to the place called Gethsemane. And he said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here with me and watch. Can you feel the emotion that Jesus has? Just in the adjectives of this passage. He's not just distressed. The Bible says he's not just distressed. Distressed is what you and I feel when we're driving and someone in front of us did not move immediately when the green light appeared. Then we have distress. That's not what Jesus has here. It says he is deeply distressed. Deeply distressed. And the Bible says he's not just sorrowful in the verse, but he himself said, I am exceedingly sorrowful to the point of death. And then in verse 38, he asks for help. Have the disciples ever seen Jesus like this? In all their journeying with him, here, this is the one who calmed the raging sea. This is the one who stood toe-to-toe with demon-possessed people without an ounce of fear in him. And now he walks into this garden in the evening, and he trembles before them. And he asked them to pray. Then in verse 39, Jesus, their master, falls to his knees and falls upon his face, the Bible says. In verse 39, he went a little further and fell on his face before them. Can you feel the agony? Can you sense the struggle? What is happening to Jesus? And then he prays in verse 39. Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. He prays, Father, take the cup away. God the Son, who's overcome by grief, and he pleads with the Father, saying, if there's another way, if there is some other way to save humanity, let's do that instead. And what does God the Father say in reply? Well, we do not hear an audible reply, but the Father says to the Son, no, there is no other way. God says no. Now, how many parents out there, when you say no to your child, is that the end of the story? You say, oh, mommy said no, okay, and they go off. It's not just my kids, right? They come back and ask again and again. Trying to change the mind. Well, in verse 42, Jesus pleads with God the Father a second time. Matthew chapter 26, verse 42, a second time he went away and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass from me unless I drink it, your will be done. Again, Jesus is making that same request. Can't we find another way? But again, the Father says, there is no other way. God says no. The Bible says that again in verse 44, God the Son asks for a third time. See, this plan of salvation that God the Son and God the Father had agreed to before the very foundation of the world, now as all the weight of all the sin of all time begins to press down upon Jesus, he asks, the words are just squeezed out of his body, is there any other way? But notice each time Jesus asks, he always asks in surrender. Not my will, but your will be done. He still trusts his Father. And then for the third time, God the Father says, no, it must be this way. And Jesus continued to trust God, even when he heard a no from his Father. What about us? Will we still trust God when he says no to you and me? My friends, I'm so thankful this morning that our God said no in the garden. And the no wasn't because Jesus didn't have faith. It wasn't because he was bad. It wasn't because the Father didn't love. Love sometimes has to say no. But there wasn't the last no in this story. If you turn with me to Matthew chapter 27, in verse 45, we find there's also a no at the cross. There's a no in the garden, and there's a no at the cross. In verse 45 of Matthew 27, it says, now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. From noon till three, an intense, unexplainable darkness falls, and Jesus hanging on the cross, his very life seeping away, and he cries out one more time. And it's, near as I can imagine, the most heart-wrenching verse in all the Bible. Verse 46, where Jesus says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus cries out and he says, why, God? How many of us have asked that in our life? Why, God? And God the Father looks down and he sees his perfect Son and he chooses to see sin. And the Father says no and he turns away from his Son. And Jesus cries out, why have you left me? Because for all eternity past, Jesus had never been separated from the Father. So he cries out, why? And God answers again, no. And he turns Are you thankful today? Are you thankful today that God says no? God says no to Jesus. There's no other way. And I am so thankful. I am most thankful today that God said no. Because without saying no to Jesus, God could never say yes to us. Because without saying no to Jesus, we would have no hope. It was the Father's love for you and me and for all humanity that led him to say no. But it wasn't just the Father who said no on that Friday afternoon. Jesus' love also caused him to say no on the cross. If you go with me to verse 40 of Matthew 27. People came before Jesus as he's hanging there and they begin to mock him, saying, "You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he's the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him." Come down. Come down off that cross, and we will believe in you. Jesus also had to say no to the request to save himself. And he said no so that he could say yes to you. Amen. I am most thankful today that our God says no. And there's one more place in the Bible I want to show you, a very important place in the Bible where God will say no. Because he doesn't just say no in the garden, and he doesn't just say no at the cross, but he will say no at the end of time also. So if you got your Bibles, open them with me to the last book of the Bible, Revelation, in chapter 6. And let's see another time when God says no. Revelation chapter 6, verse 10. A cry goes out to God. Another heartbreaking cry. Revelation chapter 6, verse 10, and it says, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" The question goes out to him, to the very throne of heaven. How long before you judge? And God answers the question in Revelation, how long? Because that question, how long, is really asking, will sin last forever? Is it never going to end? Will it last forever? And I am so thankful that our God says no. And someday soon, God will say, no more sin. It is done. If you turn with me to Revelation chapter 21, I want you to see this last no in the Bible, because it hides a bit. The day is coming when God will again say no. When he says no more, sin is over. Revelation chapter 21, verse 6. Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and I will give the water of life freely to him who thirsts." I'm so thankful that our God says no. And someday soon he will say, no more. No more sin. It is done. It is over forever. Have you thought about what you're thankful for this week or this month? Well, just like when I was a kid, I still don't like being told no. Sometimes you folks tell me no. At nominating committee. And I don't like it. As a child, I didn't like it. Today, I don't like it. And I know the day will come. The days are almost too quickly approaching when my children will change. They will morph. And they will change into teenagers. And when that happens, they will probably tell their dad no someday. And I'm sure I will not like it. But for as much as we don't like to be told no, most of us are not real thrilled with saying no to others also. But I think this Thanksgiving weekend, I think I'm most thankful that our God says no. Because of his painful no in the garden and his agonizing no at the cross means that God can say yes to save you and me from our sins. What an amazing God, amen? What a loving God. But friends, I think the greatest shame, the greatest tragedy is if we would ever say no to God and his extension of grace. Will you say yes to God today? Will you accept his offer of grace that is so painfully offered? Let us thank God the Father for his love that said no. Let us thank Jesus today for saying no to save himself. And let us thank God today and every day for saying yes to save you and me. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, no is a powerful word in our society. Thank you, Lord, that you're willing to say it, because sometimes we need to hear it. And Lord, thank you for saying it in the past so that you could save each and every one of us. We praise you today, Lord, for being the Lion of the tribe of Judah who is coming. And we praise you, Lord, for being the Lamb who received the no in the garden, who took the no on the cross, and went all the way to the grave until you heard that wonderful yes from your Father. Lord, help us to praise you today, and may none of us ever say no to you. But as you reach out to us, may we say yes and invite you into our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.